Teaching for the Strength of Youth. Repentance. The atonement of the Savior Jesus Christ makes repentance possible, and every one of us must repent. Sometimes we become afraid when the serious nature of a sin requires confession to a bishop or branch president, explains Elder Bradley D. Foster of the 70 in an article on pages 28 and 29 of this month's New Era. However, those who have traveled the repentance road will tell you that not only is the journey possible, but that when you have been there and look back, this is what you are going to see. You can do this, and when you do, everything will be better. As soon as you start, you will feel relief. Your bishop will help you through this. You will love him and never forget him. Suggestions for teaching youth. Read with your teens the section about repentance in For the Strength of Youth. Discuss the blessings we can receive through the atonement and how repentance makes these possible. You could also share your testimony of repentance and the atonement and what they mean in your life. You may also want to ask your teens to share their testimony of repentance with you. And as appropriate, you could invite teenage children to help younger brothers and sisters with the activity described below. Suggestions for teaching children. To demonstrate what it means to stay on the path the Lord has commanded us to follow, consider using a toy car or an airplane, boat, or wagon in an object lesson. Use a map and ask the child to move the car from one point on the map to another. Ask, what is necessary if the vehicle starts to stray off course? When it is clear that if a vehicle strays, it must be brought back to the right course, ask how this is like repentance. Explain that sometimes as we travel through life, we have to change our direction to make sure we are headed the right way. Sometimes we can do this on our own, but sometimes we need help. Ask the children to tell about times when they have helped themselves, times when others have helped them, and ways in which Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ can help them. As you teach this topic, keep in mind that children under the age of 8 are not accountable and do not need to repent. But it is valuable for them to learn about the principle of repentance. Discuss their answers with them, and talk about how repentance is a gift from Heavenly Father and from Jesus Christ that makes it possible for us to return to them again. Scriptures about repentance. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. Enos chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Mosiah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Chapter 26, verses 30 through 31. Alma chapter 34, verses 32 through 33. Helaman chapter 12, verse 23. 3 Nephi chapter 9, verses 20 through 22. And Doctrine and Covenants section 18, verses 10 through 13. And section 58, verses 42 through 43. End of the section for the strength of youth, repentance.